Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Thursday, the 17th day of February, 2022. These are my audio weather thoughts. Early this Thursday morning, we have a weak cold front moving in from the west. It's already into the western part of Travis County as of early and mid-morning. Also, it may be referred to maybe more properly as a dry line coming in from the west. Much drier air behind it, not that much cooler. That's what we're going to see today initially. More of a west wind picking up, and that is going to be bringing very dry air. Dew points already in the 20s and 30s over the hill country to the east of the I-35 corridor. That measurement of the amount of moisture in the air, the dew point temperature, they're in the 60s to approach 70 east of the interstate. So big change in moisture levels as that first front blows through. Up around I-20, Abilene to Dallas, a cold front, a very strong cold front moving south. Folks, it's snowing. Northern Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Kansas City International Airport at 7 o'clock this morning reported 3 inches of snow on the ground from overnight. So there's some cold air up there. It's going to come south. That second front will arrive later on this afternoon. So we're going to warm up a little bit in the drier air as it moves in and then cool down with a north wind by mid and late afternoon as that secondary front moves through. By the way, as that drier air moves in today, a red flag warning as issued by the National Weather Service Austin San Antonio. What does that mean? It means high wildfire danger across the area today. Dormant, seasonally dormant vegetation, very low relative humidities, and strong gusty north and west winds during the course of the day will promote that high fire danger. So keep that in mind. Otherwise, high pressure builds in. I'm looking for really good weather. Plenty of sunshine today. I think plenty of sunshine now for tomorrow on through the weekend. Our next storm system approaches, begins to pull low-level moisture back from the Gulf of Mexico. By the time we get to late Sunday, the clouds will pick up Monday and Tuesday, and another storm system passes by Tuesday night, allows a cold front to come south. In advance of that, highs will get pretty close to 80, I think, for the first part of next week, but then there'll be a pretty steep drop in the temperature once that cold front passes next Tuesday night, Wednesday. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms next week as well, particularly, I think, late Tuesday night and Wednesday as the front itself goes through. National Weather Service suggests now that we've gotten the rain out of the area this morning, had a little spotty shower activity earlier this morning as that weak front approached us from the west, the initial front, but that's out of the way now. The next rain chance is early next week. National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center guidance would suggest upwards of about a quarter inch of rainfall from that system for the early and mid part of next week. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, 17th day of February, 2022. I'll update my text forecast, a seven-day forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Friday morning. Have yourself a good Thursday.